I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 9th. There will be no recount in last week's Quincy School Committee race. Courtney Pertios has decided not to seek a recount after missing one of the three open seats by 51 votes behind Doug Guttrow. Pertios says she feels the margin is too great to overcome. She will continue to serve on the committee until the end of the year. A 35-year-old North Carolina man was being treated for serious injuries after crashing his moped into a pole on the Bergen Parkway at Adams Street in Quincy yesterday. Police said the victim was ejected from the moped and knocked unconscious. He was taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment. National Guard members are no longer driving school buses in Massachusetts, including in Quincy. Governor Baker says the Guard's mission of school bus driving is complete now that there are enough private drivers available. 13 Guard members were driving buses in Quincy. Mass General Brigham has awarded Quincy College a $300,000 grant to develop a behavioral health program. College President Rick DeCristofaro said the grant would be used to develop a new curriculum to train nurses in behavioral and mental health treatment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 9th.